Thank you for joining us today with the Living Savior Ministries. This is an ongoing teaching. We will be giving you full information at the end of the program, how to get this in its entirety, and all these teachings are free and postpaid. If you'll just contact us, we'll tell you how to get these things. So now then, let's go right on into the teaching.
And when they start seeing what happens to us, I mean, what are they saying right now about this bird flu? If this flu comes, they're going to use the military to isolate the areas. Martial law. Hey, as a Christian, what kind of fear should we have over the bird flu? None. You don't need nothing. I mean, just like years ago when they said, we give you free flu shots. When I got old to the Word of God, I said, forget that nonsense. I don't need no flu shot. All I need is Jesus. Well, Thurman, you'll be sick. I said, you hide and watch. I ain't going to be made sick. I said, I don't live under the law of sin and death. I live under the law of the Spirit of life. And under the law of the Spirit of life, there is no sickness and no disease. So I don't live under that under the law of sin and death is where sickness is at. But under the law of the Spirit of life, there is no sickness. You know, I hate to say this. I know that we got some good doctors out there and some people that are doing some wonderful things. But I don't know of a single drug that's on the market today that doesn't have some kind of a side effect. Yeah. I mean, you know, you look at some of them, it says, you know, this will help settle your stomach, but it has been known to cause heart failure. Give me a break. And you think I'm going to put that in my body? You've got to be out of your mind. I'm telling you, I know a great physician that knows more about this body than anybody in the universe, don't you? And his name is Jesus. He made it. He knows what makes it work. And he takes good care of this body. So I don't need nobody but Jesus, really. But, wow. Now then, let's look at some of these magnificent promises on these keys. In Matthew 9:27, let's look at this one. And when Jesus departed thence, two blind men followed him, crying and saying, Thy son of David, have mercy on us. And when he was come into the house, the blind men came to him, and Jesus said unto them, Do you believe that I am able to do this? And they said unto him, Yes, Lord. Now see, that's our problem today. See, each one of us that are children of the King, who are we representing? Jesus. Who is in us? Christ. So, the same Jesus that was here 2,000 years ago walked in and started healing. He's in every one of us. His Spirit's there. So He sent us to do the same thing. So when somebody walks up and this is what's so devastating. You go to a man's house. You teach him the Word. 4 or 5 hours. And then he's had cancer. And they've already done surgery on him. And they want him to come back for another one, another test, or probably more surgery. And you go over and teach him what the Word says. And then you pray for him. And then he goes back for the test. And there's no cancer. And so, man, he comes to you in church praising God. Lord, I mean, Thurman, this is awesome. The prayer of a righteous man availeth much. It's just a shame we can't find very many righteous men anymore. But he's hysterically happy because he got healed. And then 5 years later, somebody said something, and I said, well, you know, I prayed for this guy, and he got healed. That's why he don't have the cancer. And he turns and looks at you and said, if you think because you come over to my house and you prayed a prayer over me, and that's why my cancer's gone. He said, you must think I'm crazy. What do you do with people like that? You love them. You love them. Hey, you know what you want to do to people like that? Yeah, you want to kill them, right? But that's not God's way. That's the devil's way, right, Sharon? I don't have to come back again. See, you miss it. Jesus, what did Jesus command you to do, girl? Am I going to have to get Cheryl's Bible, beat you over the head with it, or what? That's not love either, is it? But isn't it amazing when somebody in the church doesn't do what we want? What do we want to do with them? Let's attack them. Let's get them. No, let's love them. That's what Jesus said, right? Love them. You're right, Sherrod. You're going to come back for another shot, girl. But love, love, love. It's so hard to walk in love. It's easy to love people when they're good to you. It's whenever they're mean to you and say something you don't like, that's when it's hard to love them. But that's when you step out of a love walk with God. That's when you lose all your keys. And you don't want to lose your keys. You know, you all know what it's like when you reach in your pocket and you're getting ready to go home and there ain't no keys. Oh, my Lord. And you go out there looking, they're still in the car. And the doors are all locked. That's worse. But that happens too. But these men believed, and then Jesus touched their eyes, saying, according to your faith. According to whose faith? Yours, not his. According to your faith. Did they believe him? Yes, they did. So if they believed him, and then they got their miracle, right? According to their faith. So you've got to believe him. Then he says, and their eyes were opened, and Jesus straightway charged him, saying, see that no man knows them. Isn't it amazing how he didn't want nobody to know about the miracles? But when they departed, they spread abroad the fame in all the country. They told everybody. Isn't it amazing how we're so disobedient? We won't tell them. We won't keep these things. We're going to be out there. And they went out, and behold, they brought to him a man possessed with a devil. And when the devil was cast out, the dumb spake, and the multitude marveled, saying, it was never so seen in Israel. These are keys of the kingdom. Jesus cast out these spirits. Can you cast out devils?
Yes.
Yes, you can. In verse 35, it says, and Jesus went abroad, or went about, all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. Now, if Jesus is preaching the gospel of the kingdom and is building people's faith to the point that all of them can receive healing and deliverance, it must be pretty good stuff, right? It must be good stuff. So that's what he's trying to teach us. He's trying to teach us that all dominion and all power and all authority on this earth has been given to us as his obedient sons and daughters. He's trying to tell you that if you're out there someday and a tornado's come into your house, make sure you've got all your sins repented of, and don't wait till you see it and say, oh God, I wasn't good to my wife last night. I kicked her out of the house. I got really mad at her last night. So Lord, forgive me. No, 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 no. Walk in love all the time. Is that where God wants you to be? Yes. Now, don't say, well, because that guy didn't do it right, we're going to get him. You know. Because that's where the flesh lives, isn't it? Is that where the flesh lives? Of course that's where the flesh lives. You know, it's just so easy. I mean, it's easy. It's so easy to love people when they love you. But when they don't say something that, you know, feels good to you, it's so easy to retaliate. You know, but that's when you step out of that love walk. You got to love your mate, men and women. You got to love your mate 24/7. Not part of the time. All the time. So, if you want to see God do wonderful things. Now then, what happens when you have little or no faith? What happens with little or no faith? Well, let's look at an example here in Matthew 14. Let's go to verse 25. In Matthew 14:25, with little or no faith, in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them walking on the sea. Now, do you think he had little or no faith? He had a lot, didn't he? He had a lot of faith because he's walking on the water. Now, I feel like I have great faith at times, but I've never been able to walk on water unless it's frozen. So far, not walked on liquid water. I have heard of people that done it, but I've never done it. But one of these days, I'm going to. That's my confession. One of these days, I'm going to walk on water. Jesus walked on water. He said that I can do the same things he did. I'm going to walk on water. Praise the King. I'm going to do it. And in the fourth watch, then he says, and when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, it's a spirit. And they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spoke unto them, saying, be of good cheer. It is I. Be not afraid. And Peter answered and said, Lord, if it be you, bid me come unto you on the water. And so he said, come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. Now, the next time you start to condemn Peter for something, you think about the faith this guy had. Now, next time you start to say, well, Peter denied him three times. I would have never done that. Stop and say, But Peter, he had faith to walk on water. Have you walked on the water lately? If you haven't, then I suggest you not condemn Peter. You know, because you better say, Lord, I want that kind of faith. I want the same kind of faith he has. But he's walking on the water, but when he saw the wind, which became boisterous, now I can guarantee you them devils are out there stirring up the winds and the waves. Just like when you start to pray, or you rebuke the devil, sometimes the devil will make your problem intensify. Like the other day when I was praying over a woman that had been involved in the occult, she was in such excruciating pain at the minister center, I reached up and literally put my hands on her side. She said, Mr. Scrivener, I'm hurting. I am so hurting. And I said, stand up. She stood up. I reached her and put my hand on her side. I said, you devil of hell, come out of her in the name of Jesus. And she said, wow, it just left and it's going down my leg. And I reached down, began to command the devils to come out, and all of a sudden Cheryl's come running in the room. She said, what are you doing? I said, I'm commanding devils to leave this woman. She said, every computer and every piece of equipment we're using is just shut down. The tape recorders quit running. They stopped. The CD, DVD players have stopped, started ejecting tapes out or CDs, and the computers are all stopping. She said, the printers won't work. What are you doing? I said, I'm casting out devils. I said, just leave everything off till I get these devils kicked out. Then I'll cleanse and purify the ministry center and we'll start over. So we kicked all the devils out of the woman. Her and the people she came with, they all left. Then I went through the place, rebuked all the devils, commanded them to leave. I said, now then turn everything back on and it'll work fine in the name of Jesus. And everything worked perfect. Isn't that amazing? What can devils do? They can do awesome things. You know, you got to realize who these critters are and how much power you got over them.
We're going to have to stop right there on the teaching today, but we'll start right there tomorrow where we left off. If you'll join us again at the same time tomorrow, these teachings are all free and postpaid. This is all about the keys of the kingdom of God and how they work. And if you'll give us a call and ask for the keys of the kingdom, we'll be happy to send this teaching to you on CD or DVD. They are free and postpaid. Call us at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Also, you can contact us on the web at www.tlsm.org. TLSM.org. And there you can order these teachings free and postpaid. Praise the Lord. Remember, Jesus Christ is Lord of Lords.